overwhelmed, broke, stretched to the limit. That's the common experience of many of the country's top footballers, hurlers and camogie players, trying to balance full-time third-level studies with training and playing for their county, their club and their college, according to a study of almost 1,000 student players commissioned by the Gaelic Players Association. We'll talk to one of the authors shortly. First, our reporter Mark O'Driscoll has heard from two players who live very busy lives, Waterford hurler PJ Fanning and Tipperary camogie player Casey Hennessy.
I have been on the Tipperary camogie team since I was in fifth year in school. I am now in UL doing PE and geography teaching. I'm in fourth year, so I play for Clonaughty Rossmore Camogie Club, and I also play with the UL Ashburn team. I have to live at home this year because I actually wouldn't be able to afford living down in college and also travelling to and from trainings every evening, so it makes more sense to commute. So it does have an impact, maybe not academically, but definitely mentally. It's very overwhelming when you have to meet deadlines, you have to try and get money from somewhere. We'll say, I suppose I'd be very reliant myself on the contributions from the GPA and from Sports Ireland, and I suppose from the college as well, and Susie as well. Like, they'd be my only source of income. It is hard to juggle it all. I suppose sometimes you have to decide whether you're choosing between poor academics or poor commitment.
A great day at Croke Park last Sunday for Tipperary Camogie. Does it make you think sometimes that some players maybe are dropping out of the sport, or they're finding it too difficult in college and they're missing out on such good occasions like last Sunday?
It was such a privilege to be able to play in Croke Park at the weekend and get the win and have that success. But like, even at, for example, like at the weekend, I remember looking up into Croke Park, into the sand, and one of my friends was there from Tip, and she would have played with me all up along on Intercounty, and she had to come away from it in recent years just because of the commitment that is needed. And obviously having a full-time job as well, it's just really unmanageable.
My name is PJ Fanning. I'm a senior hurler for Waterford. I play hurling with my club, Mount Sion, and I was on the Fitzgibbon Cup hurling winning team for Mary Immaculate College this year. It's my second year with Waterford Senior Hurlers.
So how difficult is that to balance then with your studies?
Yeah, it is. It's a big burden, in fairness. I suppose trying to liaise with lecturers and keep them happy as well is a big task. And I suppose when you're leaving the college at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday and sometimes on a Thursday, that can be hard. But it's just trying to find that balance to keep everyone happy and not fall behind. So yeah, that can limit your income and definitely impact on kind of your own financial capabilities as a student athlete.
And PJ, what can be done to make things a bit easier for people in your position?
I'd say the opportunity to maybe liaise with different college officials and managers, and maybe find a way to balance this kind of student athlete life.
That's PJ Fanning, and before that, Casey Hennessy speaking to our reporter Mark O'Driscoll, the head of the Department of Sport and Health Sciences at the Technological University of the Shannon. And report co-author Dr. Aoife Lane is with us. Dr. Lane, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland. 987 players took part in your study. Tell us more about what you found out from them.
Yeah, and I think that's a really important point, Gavin, because sometimes, you know, this type of descriptive research where you're trying to understand experiences of a group of people at a particular point in time can be limited by the fact that it's a once-off study. But in this instance, the sample size is really strong. And also we kind of verified what we did with focus groups through our co-author Fiona McHale. So I suppose the major thing we found was really interesting listening to PJ there was how sport is impacting on the academic experience of students. Like, up to a third almost are frequently missing class, a little bit higher for the lads than the girls. And I'm based in an academic institution, and I suppose automatically for me that's a red flag. You know, 1 in 5 are repeating college exams, less, about 8% are repeating a college year, and about 1 in 5 again, it's impacting, sport is impacting on their academic commitments. And I think it's probably a responsibility on a lot of stakeholders, myself included, the GPA, the Gaelic Games systems, the NGBs, intercounty managers, college managers, We really need to reposition the academic piece, I think, and get students to prioritise their academic studies over sport.
Why are they under so much pressure? Who's putting them under that pressure?
Well, I suppose we did ask in the survey, we asked during that January-February time point, which is when the college season is thriving, the intercounty season has taken off, and the intercounty manager is the main source of pressure. So that's one piece of it. But they are being squeezed, and they're probably being put under pressure from themselves as well. They're trying to work, they're trying to get home for training, they're trying to do their college assignments, and it just all doesn't fit. So, you know, there's a lot of things, a lot of pressures coming from different angles.
I don't know whether you could find this out in the study. Do the students, the players, do they see themselves as players first and students second?
We didn't ask that, but Conor Whelan is doing some work on this, the Galway hurler, and I was just chatting with him earlier in the week, and he asked that, good data. And for the guys, they see themselves as athletes first, students seconds, and it flips a little bit for the girls. So yeah, it's a really good question, and we are seeing that identity more as an athlete than a student. And again, I suppose the responsibility of the people around the students, it's hard for the student, you know, they're trying to get home, they don't want to lose their place, it's probably their first time playing intercounty, so they're really being squeezed to get home. I think the system needs to come around them and go, no, let's support you to really prioritise your academic studies.
What can be done to help?
Well, for me, I think one of the things that we need to look at is probably some type of a bespoke training load policy for students, where we probably haven't really factored travel. One of the examples in the report is that you've a student from the west of Ireland, a male student, he's playing Sigerson during the week. The night before, he travels home to the west, I won't name the county, for training, stands on the sideline for a bit of it, maybe does a half an hour, drives back up and has Sigerson the following night. I mean, I don't, you know, you would look at that and you would think that just doesn't make any sense. And I think there's a trust issue. The student would be absolutely fine in that college environment to train and play. There can be really good communication. But again, you're putting the student under pressure, and we should take that decision away, I think.
I know the study was limited to third level students, but do these pressures start earlier? In second level, for example, I coach teenage girls, yeah, many of whom are training 4 or 5 nights a week, playing 4 or 5 games a week, often 2 on the same day. Are they being almost desensitised for what they can expect in university?
Yeah, I think it's a really good point. We almost need to look at ourselves, and we see that in every day with students. You know, what are we preparing students for when they come into third level? And maybe that filters down to sport as well. Like, there is a lot of life skills in this, you know, and I don't want to dismiss that. There's a lot of learning around trying to manage different parts of your life, trying to have a conversation with maybe the person who you've trying to squeeze a part-time job, going, oh, I need Saturday off for a match or training. So there's elements of this that's good and it's positive, but I think it's too tight of a squeeze. And I guess for the girls' side, a lot of those leave inserts are playing intercounty. And, you know, it isn't in this report. It's a very good point. There is a small subset there of people that we really should probably look into a little bit.
Dr. Aoife Lane, Head of the Department of Sport and Health Sciences at TUS, thank you very much for coming.